Good afternoon, everybody. I just want to share a devotional with you today from a Church of Scotland minister. His name was Thomas Guthrie. And a good brother in Christ sent me this text this morning with this devotional. I read it, I was greatly blessed, and I thought I would share it with you today. Thomas Guthrie was one of the 19th century's greatest preachers in Scotland. He was also a humanitarian and a philanthropist. He loved to help people, especially the poor and the young, and he was a fiery, sound evangelical preacher of the Word of God. He ministered for a time in the old Greyfriars Church in Edinburgh, and the statue of Thomas Guthrie can be found in Edinburgh itself in Prince's Street. So if you're ever over there in Prince's Street, look for the statue of Thomas Guthrie, Evangelical Church of Scotland minister. And then during the time of the disruption, he left the Church of Scotland. He joined the Free Church of Scotland and went on to become one of their moderators. And this little devotional that Thomas Guthrie put out, it really speaks to us about the deity of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, along with the fact that the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse number 25 that He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Not only does the Lord Jesus Christ pray for us, but He also listens to our prayers and presents our prayers to the Father, and therefore He acts as our advocate, as our mediator, and as our great high priest. And therefore we can have absolute confidence in Him who is able to minister to us and answer our prayers. So here's the devotional, Thomas Guthrie. Listen to these words carefully. I trust that they will bless you if you're struggling today as a believer. Thomas Guthrie, 1803 to 1873. If Jesus was only a man, then how could He guard the interests and manage all the affairs of all His redeemed people scattered far and wide over the face of the habitable globe? What heart were large enough to embrace them all? What eyes could see them all? What ears could hear them all? Think of the 10,000 prayers pronounced in 100 different tongues that go up at once and all together to His ear. Yet there is no confusion. None are lost. None are missed in the crowd. Nor are they heard by Him as standing in yonder lofty crag, we hear the din of the city that lies stretched out far beneath us, with all its separate sounds of cries and rumbling wheels and human voices mixed up into one deep confused hollow roar like the boom of the sea's distant breakers. No, every believer may feel as if he were alone with Jesus, enjoying a private audience of the King in His presence chamber. Be of good cheer. Every groan of your wounded heart, your every sigh and cry and prayer, falls as distinctly on Jesus' ear as if you stood beside His throne, or nearer still, lay with John on His bosom and felt the beating of His heart against your own. How full of encouragement and comfort is this to those like us who have sins to confess, sorrows to tell Him, and many a heavy care to cast upon His sympathy and kindness. Believer, let Him sustain your cares. Your case cannot be too difficult, nor your burden be too heavy, for the One who guides the rolling planets on their course and bears on His unwearied arm the weight of the universe. Jesus Christ is man, but He's also God, the God-man Christ Jesus, almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful, everywhere present. And though 10,000 saints pray at once in different languages, yet the Saviour hears your cry. Amongst all that's going on in the world, the One who has care of this world, whose eye is on the sparrow, who numbers the very hairs of her head, is able to hear your prayer and you can have an audience with the King. So whatever your need is today, sin to confess, burdens to cast before Him, anxiety and worry to bring to His throne, Jesus Christ, the God-man, our advocate, our mediator, our great high priest, our intercessor, is able to listen to us and bring our prayers to His Father's throne. What a wonderful God, what a wonderful Saviour, and may God bless you and encourage you at this time. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again very soon. God bless.